even within the North Bay, an area known for its progressive politics and tolerance, anti-Muslim discrimination and scapegoating is on the rise. Imam Ali Siddiqui, a regional Muslim religious and community leader, sees this as the result of what he terms Islamophobia.
We are facing difficulties in housing and employment, travel, and just general hate towards Muslims.
This fear of the other, which far predates the events of September 11th a decade ago, has been exacerbated over the past 3 years, Iman Siddiqui says, by political forces seeking to discredit President Obama.
Republican parties, they are using this, whipping up hate against Muslim in order to undermine President Obama, because his middle name is the Muslim name. So they are equating Islam with President Obama. If they demonize Muslims, then that way they can demonize Obama.
But it is no political abstraction for the imam, who has himself experienced overt discrimination firsthand here in Sonoma County.
It is much better in North Bay. But I wouldn't say that everything hunky-dory. My wife and I was looking for a house, and we faced discrimination. When they saw the Muslims coming in the neighborhood, the neighbors pooled their money together and bought the house that we were trying to buy.
Muslims have been part of the multicultural fabric of America since 1889, Siddiqui explains, and have contributed in many ways to the growth of the nation. He's even able to reframe a pejorative he encountered upon immigrating here from Pakistan as an instance of those cultural contributions.
When I first came here in 1969, I was called camel jockey. At that time, I didn't understand, but camel jockeys were the people who helped the U.S. Army to discover the West and survey the West and built roads, and they brought the camels from the Middle East and used them as a mode of transportation.
Yet he notes that Muslims often have not sought to openly involve themselves in this broader society, keeping to themselves instead of engaging with their neighbors. It's a practice the imam counsels his fellow Muslims to overcome.
This is a two-way street. Muslims have the same difficulties that they don't know their neighbors and neighbors don't know them. In my teaching at Islamic centers, I'm encouraging the Muslims that they should go out and meet their neighbors, introduce themselves, invite them in their home, invite them into our centers.
This sort of interpersonal contact, he says, winds up emphasizing the similarities between neighbors of divergent backgrounds instead of their differences.
People come and they see firsthand who we are. We are the same people. If you cut us, bleed the same way. We have the same issues of jobs, businesses, schools, children, and what have you. So we have common destiny, common goals, common aspiration.
Imam Ali Siddiqui will be practicing what he preaches this evening as he talks about Islamophobia in America in a local public meeting. Appropriately, the event is being hosted by the Jewish congregation Ner Shalom in their temple in Kittati.
It's very, very significant that it is hosted by a Jewish community in Kittati. This will bring to the attention that Muslims and Jews do not hate each other. And this is actually our story, and not just Muslim story. It is today Muslims are targeted, and God knows who will be next.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.